Good morning. It's a Monday morning. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, David. It is. And, you know, all around the world, there are problems. You look at Brussels, for example, and you look at Belgium. They have this absolute terror alert that could go on in any place in the world, including the United States, certainly. Guys with bomber belts walking around and exploding themselves, and the potential for that happening is very, very frightening. So I think that the world is on alert, and it is something that people are going to have to really sort of hunker down and think about. What is our relationship with terror? What do we do? Do we give up all of our civil liberties? Do we strike some kind of balance? This is the discussion right now. Now, David, you have Donald Trump, who is saying he was watching television after the 9/11 bombings, and he saw people in New Jersey cheering the fact that the towers had been brought down. The independent work of journalists has been that it didn't happen. It may have happened somewhere else, but it didn't happen in New Jersey and didn't happen here. Trump keeps insisting that he saw it. So now we have one of those standoffs in which we have a major politician saying to people, I saw something that others say didn't exist. And this brings us back to other times in which basically truths and half-truths were explored.
Let's head to New York City in the fourth week of the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's trial on theft of honest services. Closing arguments will fill the day today, Alan.
That's right. Look, I have said on these airways, and you know it, David, right, that from the first moment, if they can't prove an absolute quid pro quo, if you do this for me, then I'll do this for you. So they have the doctor, and the doctor says, well, yeah, he was sending people to Shelley Silver, to his law firm, and in return, he was getting contracts from the government for his very worthy mesothelioma project at Columbia. But is that a quid pro quo? Was it ever spoken into a microphone? If you send me the patients from my law firm, I'll send you the money from the state. It happened. I think a lot of us have a feeling of why it happened. But if you can't prove it, that is going to be the result of Sheldon Silver getting off. Now, let's remember, the Supreme Court of the United States has said that the quid pro quo has to be proven. And theft of honest services, which is that people are entitled to know what their legislators are doing and not to have them selling them out, is not sufficient for conviction. That's what you have to watch for here.
Alan, a recent article in the New York Times looked at Governor Andrew Cuomo and his move to the left, including raising the minimum wage. Today, this news in the New York Times, Governor Cuomo to order a large increase in renewable energy in New York by 2030. Frustrated by the pending shutdown of two nuclear power plants on Lake Ontario, Governor Andrew Cuomo plans to order state regulators to mandate half of power consumed by New Yorkers be generated from renewable sources by 2030.
Interesting, David, because what it shows is that there's a conviction on his part that it can be done. We've all known it can be done. We can do it with our solar panels. We can do it with the big wind turbines. It's doable. We can do it with the waves in the ocean if we're pressed to do it. The problem has been that there's been a lack of will. Now, as far as Cuomo and his political motives, I think his turn to the left, his work that he's been doing lately is exemplary. I think you're going to see his numbers going up. I think this is a guy who played with sort of a darker side for a while. He's giving that up. He's not taking on the teachers. I'll know he means business when he stops taking gratuitous swipes at the mayor of New York, but he is stabilizing and becoming a more attractive figure to many of the people who ought to be in the Democratic ranks.
Finally, Alan, as New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman fights web fantasy sites like FanDuel and others, arguing that it is gambling, the other side arguing it's skill. This in the Times today, compulsive gamblers say they have lost thousands of dollars after being drawn by aggressive pitches and promises from fantasy sites for quick payouts.
Well, you know, I've said from the very beginning, if there's money involved, it's gambling. I have received telephone calls from friends of mine who say, leave me alone. I do well with it. I have fun with it. And yet, Schneiderman says he was elected to uphold the law. And he said, the law is you can't gamble. And this is gambling. End of story. I think he's right.